Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi and Deborah Brandt, and this is day 16 of 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. We're continuing on looking at who we are, Messiah. Do you know who you are? Number 7, we are blessed. Deuteronomy 28:1-4 and Galatians 3:9. Deuteronomy 28:1. 14. Now if you listen obediently to the voice of Adonai your God, taking care to do all his mitzvot that I am commanding you today, Adonai your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Then all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you listen to the voice of Adonai your God. Blessed will you be in the city, and blessed will you be in the field. Blessed will be the fruit of your womb, the produce of your soil, and the offspring of your livestock, the increase of your herds, and the young of your flock. Blessed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed will you be when you come in, and blessed will you be when you go out. Adonai will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck down before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Adonai will command the blessing on you in your barns and in every undertaking of your hand, and he will bless you in the land Adonai your God is giving you. Adonai will establish you as a holy people for himself, just as he swore to you, if you keep the mitzvot of Adonai your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of Adonai, and they will stand in awe of you. Adonai will make you overflow in prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the offspring of your livestock, and the produce of your soil on the land Adonai swore to your fathers to give you. Adonai will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain for your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Adonai will make you the head and not the tail, and you will be above only and not below, if you listen to the mitzvot of Adonai your God that I'm commanding you today. Careful to do them, and do not turn aside from any of the words I am commanding you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods in order to serve them. Galatians 3:6-9, and then verse 11. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, know then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. The scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, proclaimed the good news to Abraham in advance, saying, all the nations shall be blessed through you. So then the faithful are blessed along with Abraham, the faithful one. Verse 11. It is clear that no one is set right before God by Torah, for the righteous shall live by emunah, faith. What Paul is saying above is that we are not justified by works of Torah alone, but by faith in Messiah Yeshua, the living Torah of Yahweh. Yet James goes on to say that faith without works is dead, but faith comes first, and works follow. We do not earn our salvation by works. We receive our salvation by faith. Key words, if you listen obediently, which means to observe and do, Shema, Strong's H8085. That word means to hear, to listen to, and obey. It also means to hear, perceive by the ear, to hear of or concerning, to hear, to have power to hear with attention or interest, listen to understand as in a language, to hear of judicial cases, to listen, give heed, to consent, agree, to grant request, to listen to, yield to obey, and be obedient. Another key word is blessed. That is Strong's H1288, and it's the word barach. It means to bless, to kneel. It also means to be blessed, bless oneself, to be blessed or be adored. And again, the connotation is that the Father will bless us by taking care of us and providing for us. The commandments, this is John Gill's commentary, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, in his law and by his prophets, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day. He goes on to say, for without observing them to do them, hearing them would be to little purpose, and they were all of them to be observed and done. The lesser and weightier matters of the law, as they were commanded by Moses in the name of the Lord, and as they would be taught, explained, and enforced by the prophets, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, as they were in the times of David and Solomon. So let's look at some additional promises. Exodus 15:26. He said, if you diligently listen to the voice of Adonai your God and do what is right in his eyes, pay attention to his mitzvot and keep all his decrees, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am Adonai who heals you. Deuteronomy 13:15-16. See, I set before you today life and good, death and evil. What I am commanding you today is to love Adonai your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his mitzvot, statutes, and ordinances. Then you will live and multiply, and Adonai your God will bless you in the land you are going to possess. Deuteronomy 7:11-12. Therefore you are to keep the commandment, both the statutes and the ordinances that I am commanding you today, to do them. Then it will happen, as a result of your listening to these ordinances, when you keep and do them, that Adonai your God will keep you with covenant kindness that he swore to your fathers. Continuing Deuteronomy 17:13-17. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the produce of your soil, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock, and the land he swore to your fathers to give you. From all peoples you will be blessed. There will not be male or female barren among you or your livestock. Adonai will remove all sickness from you, and he will not afflict on you any of the terrible diseases of Egypt that you knew, but will afflict them on all who hate you. Now, if you listen obediently to my mitzvot that I am commanding you today, to love Adonai your God and to serve him with all your heart and soul, then I will give rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the late rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. I will give grass in your field for your livestock, and you will eat and be satisfied. Watch yourselves so your heart is not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Then the anger of Adonai will be kindled against you, so he will shut up the sky so there will be no rain, and the soil will not yield its produce. Then you will perish quickly from the land, the good land Adonai is giving you. Deuteronomy 15:5-6. If only you would carefully listen to the voice of Adonai your God, being careful to do all the mitzvot that I am commanding you today. For Adonai your God will bless you as he promised you, so you will lend to many nations but not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. Psalm 106:3. Blessed are those who maintain justice, who do what is right at all times. Psalm 119:1-4. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the Torah of Adonai. Happy are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with a whole heart, who also do no injustice but walk in his ways. You have commanded that your precepts be kept diligently. Isaiah 1:18-20. Come now, let us reason together, says Adonai. Though your sins be scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they will become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of Adonai has spoken it. Isaiah 55:1-3. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that your soul may live, and I will make you an everlasting covenant with you, the trustworthy loyalty to David. And number 8, to repeat, you will be the head and not the tail. Deuteronomy 28:13. This applies to those who walk in obedience to God's teachings and instructions, Torah, in Messiah Yeshua. Deuteronomy 28:13. And Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, which I command you this day to observe and do them. Meaning, this is from John Gill commentary. So, and the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail, means give them dominion over others and not make them subject to them. The head signifies rulers and governors, and the tail the common people that are subjects, or the ones such that are honorable and high esteem, and others such that are mean and base. The Targum Jonathan translates it, and the word of the Lord shall make thee. Yeshua has given us authority over HaSatan. We are head over him. He is the tail. He is under our feet in Messiah Yeshua. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, King, Father, I thank you for your promises, Father, that we are diligent to be obedient to you, to walk in your mitzvot, for you said that they are not too hard to do, or they are not beyond our grasp. I thank you that you give us hearts that are full of obedience and love for you. Thank you, Father, during these times of tests and trials, we keep our eyes on what your word says, and that encourage us and strengthen us. And we thank you for your blessings and promises, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen.